Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your handicapped host, James Cox, and once again, I have my homeboys back on, Kyle Neely and Paul Christensen of Pathos and Logos.
What's up, James? Good.
I finally got your name right, because last time I fucked it up, and I know I realized I cussed it, but I can edit it out now, because I wanted to call you all Pathos and Logos, but that's not it, you know?
James, that's what we say half the time.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting it wrong half the time as well. Pathos, we're not even...
Pathos, and Legos, Logos, who cares, right?
Patches and Legos.
Yeah, patches and Legos, I love that. That could be like a side project, you know?
That's right.
We're working on it. It's a synthwave band.
The way that Dream Theater has the side project, Nightmare Cinema.
Exactly.
Do they? That's the thing.
Wow.
Really? I don't think that's made up, dude. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I've seen them perform where they all switch instruments and stuff.
What? Yeah. This is a reaction video.
Now. Right, yeah.
That's complete news to me. I have to see that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's a cool band name, too.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude.
Oh, okay. Huh. The more you know.
And they come by it, honestly.
And they do.
G.I. Joe, the more you know, right?
See that?
Yes, I love G.I. Joe back in the... No, but okay, so if people don't remember who you are, I'm going to explain it, okay? So I had Paul graciously help me with the interview with John Bush, the frontman for... Help me out here, John. Help me out here. I don't
know. Armored Saint.
Armored Saint.
He was Anthrax. Category 7, dude.
Yes, because that was our interview for it, you know? And then Kyle, I emailed Kyle one day. I'm like, I particularly have the interview with Away from the band Voivod. And he says, get it.
Oh,
So I got it. So it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Yeah, that was a really fun interview, you know, because I haven't heard anything from Boy Ryan in years, and an email came up and said, put your back. I'm like, yes.
No, dude, right. Voivod is one of those, like, classic metal bands now at this point. I mean, they have been around just as long. They're got to be close to Metallica at this point,
yeah,
as far as length of time. I think Newstead even played in Voivod for a brief period of time after Metallica. Like, brief period. I could be making that up. But, lots of people are influenced by Voivod.
Yeah.
Especially, like, once you get into tech death. So, their last couple albums slayed, too.
Yeah. It was sick. But you have a new album coming out, and I want to give a big shout out to y'all because y'all have been working tremendously so hard with this, and Kyle and Paul has been keeping me informed, you know. So I just wanted to turn it over to you. Tell us like how was like the whole process recording, the artwork, everything about this album.
Okay, yeah. This album has been a long time in the making, right? We go back a couple of years ago. We originally wrote an instrumental version of this record. And just through, you know, the universe and what was going on, we came to find that we really needed to have vocals. And the music we were writing was leaning more towards having vocals. And there was a very talented local singer who had come available. And we hooked up and actually wrote a whole nother record. 8 songs, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, got them recorded, all that fun stuff. Got to the point, you know, doing photos, starting to plan tour and everything like that. And it just wasn't going to work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so we end up looking at ourselves like we normally do. And we're like, what the hell are we going to do now? And eventually we boiled down to like, you know what? Paul is actually a great singer, not just a very good singer. Great singer. And I grew up on the heavier side of things doing vocals, very inspired by Tim from Vision of Disorder. And we were like, yo, dude, let's just do it ourselves. We already have this other record written for vocals. So that's how we ended up with this version of Gospel. And that's a two, I just boiled it down in like a minute or two, but that was 2 years worth of time. And I think we probably did 14 or 15 songs in that period of time, written, recorded, ready to go, everything mixed. Yeah. And then to have to continually start over again is
definitely, as Pathos and Logos, far and away, it has been the longest period of time that it has taken us to get music out.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like Kyle was saying, man, it's not for lack of trying.
Right.
But we just had to recalibrate. And we're excited about the new record coming out. You know, if those struggles that we had to overcome or hurdles that we had, if getting through all of that has led to where we are now, we're happy to do it. We're proud of the new record, man. It's going to be a killer.
Yeah. Nice. I kind of look at it. We're getting to this point now where we're doing, you know, press and stuff. And it's almost like a celebration in a way, because you get to the point where you feel like you're about to win. You get knocked down. You got to start all over again. You get up and you're about to win again. You get knocked down. And we're finally to the point where we feel like we're going to win. We're going to get to the finish line. And so, yeah, celebrate. Good times. Come on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I guess it's more freeing for y'all not to be signed with the record label yet, because I don't think a record label would want you to take this long coming out with the second release, correct? Because usually they're like kind of like being big butthole. Sometimes, you know, you have to release 4 albums in the size of years, and if you don't, we're gonna, you know, I don't know. Yeah, so I guess it's been a sweet ride so far, right?
Yeah, you could call it like a blessing in disguise, yes, right? Yes. And what I would say is, you know what? I think what would probably happen if there was a label coming down on us like, hey, guys, it's been 2 years, you got to have a release.
Yeah.
It's not that we wouldn't have released anything. Our fans just probably would have gotten another instrumental record, honestly.
Right.
And then what you would have heard now is gospel with vocals on it would have come out in like 2026.
Right.
Exactly. or something like that. But, you know, honestly, man, I think I can speak for Paul here. We didn't want to do another instrumental record. Once we heard the songs that we had written with vocals on them, the way they were truly to be, I mean, there's no going back at that point, you know?
Yeah.
The learning curve, James, has been very steep, but we're looking back on it now, and we're obviously very proud of our instrumental material. We'll always play it. We will always celebrate it. And I think to a certain degree, we'll always write some. Mm-hmm. But again, even though it was a steep learning curve, we are more engaged in a lot of ways with this music. It's calling on a broader spectrum of our abilities. And we're finding it like satisfying in new ways,
yeah.
You know, kind of firing on all cylinders, you might say.
Right. So without getting too into, because I know that it might be like a sensitive subject for her, but you had a female singer that was going to be lead singer for your band. If you could tell us without going in too deep, because I don't know how well, you know, her situation is, what was the the nucleus of it didn't work it out? Was it because of anxiety, or was it just, I mean, like what was the problem?
I think it was just maybe a basic misalignment. There was I think a lot of potential, but there was a misalignment in experience and maybe a little bit of perspective as well. It's again, no ill will. Like,
no, yeah, yeah.
Like, I know I'll speak for Kyle when I say that we are keeping our eyes out for her next project, because whatever it is, it's going to be killer.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it turned out after some analysis and like discussing things that there was just a little bit of incompatibility. And I think at the end, it probably is going to end up working out the best kind of for all parties involved.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, for us, it was kind of a learning lesson, because I guess what I found is kind of like taking a step back and having some time to reflect on it now is that we do work and put a lot of pressure. We work at a particular pace and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Yeah. And that's not really healthy for some, you know, to just put on all the people all the time, you know,
as far as
expectations. And so, yeah, definitely a learning experience for us, you know,
Well, I mean, honestly, even for us, James, I mean, we'll go out when it starts in spring, summertime, we'll play a ton, we travel, and sometimes under very extreme circumstances, you know, I mean, certainly a lot of touring musicians in a general way have to go through some form of an extreme to get wherever they're going, but we hit it really, really hard, just two dudes,
yeah.
And we ourselves take the time off when it starts getting cold outside, yeah, to write the new record, yeah, to come up with new material, but also to give ourselves a break, you know, because we do keep a pretty brisk pace. So nobody could be faulted for, you know, struggling with the notion of keeping up with that.
Yeah, and Paul and I have worked together now for, almost 20 years now.
50,000 years.
Right, yeah. And so...
almost a lifetime, right?
it's been a long time. And so that's kind of what I mean, where, like, we can put unrealistic expectations on other people simply because, you know, we've been doing it together so long.
Yeah.
And so with anybody, you know, regardless of who it is, whether it's, you know, a new singer, a bass player, another guitar player, whatever, I personally learned that you just have to kind of reserve your thoughts and keep that to yourself sometimes and not put so much pressure on other people to just be, you know, exploding with enthusiasm all the time for silly mundane things. You know what I mean? Like I might be like, check this riff out.
Right.
Or it might be like, hey, can you drop everything and like do 4 days with us in Canada? Like,
yeah.
Not everybody's life is set up that way.
Exactly.
We calibrate ourselves to this way of functioning over a very long period of time.
Yeah. And so, all that to say, I mean, that's why it ended up just being the two of us doing vocals, ultimately. Mm. It's not because we, like, can't work with other people or anything like that, but... The system is very refined and efficient the way it is right now. And,
but also functions under a lot of pressure. I mean, we could call it what it is. We're keeping a consistent social media release schedule. We're writing, we're practicing, we're playing, we're traveling. So, I think, we would love at some indeterminate point, maybe not incorporated into Pathos and Logos itself, but we would love to do other projects with other people, and the onus of responsibility is on us not to wildly overwhelm them.
Right, exactly.
And this is kind of an interesting topic to be touching down on, because touring and the cost of touring has been coming up a lot through social media channels in general, right?
Yeah.
And so, look, man, I'm going to break it down for everybody. Like, when it comes to bands going out on tour, everybody hears about guarantees and stuff like that. But, man, the artists are having to front so much money to get out and do the thing. And then we put out all the risk, and then we have to collect on the back end. I say collect, I mean, hopefully you get paid and stuff like that. But so to expect that anybody, you know, is going to be able to take a month off, 2 weeks off, even a week off, and front the thousands of dollars it takes to take a show on the road for that period of time, and risk it to then come back to maybe no job no payoff. Yeah. I mean, some people look at you like you're just crazy.
Yeah. Again, no one could be faulted for looking at that and just not either being capable of or wanting to participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And so those are all learning experiences for us on our end, you know, we just have to keep that in mind for next time.
Yeah. That's
What was our motto this year, Kyle? Fine, we'll do it.
Thanos, I love it, guys. Yeah, but I'm a big proponent of buying physical merchandise from the bands, you know, because that's where to make the most money. And I don't think people understand that still, you know.
It's true. I mean, this topic comes up on all kinds of podcasts. You know, you see it in articles. I mean, people talk about it on the internet and all that. And but it's true. I mean, bands that are signed to labels oftentimes have to resort to fudging the numbers live on their physical merch sales so that they get to keep more of it, because oftentimes labels get a cut of your merch live too, you know, in a 360 deal, like that's kind of how it works. But even with independent artists, like, you know, Paul and I, like, absolutely, man, like the physical merch is absolutely what gets us from town to town and makes it so that we can continue making records and putting it out for you guys. Because like I said, I mean, sometimes to go out on tour for a whole summer, I mean, you got to front $5,000, $10,000, and then collect that on the back end as you go. That's just how it is these days.
We're in Bozeman, Montana. Help us get home.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, please. We need $300 and someplace to sleep. Hook us up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Also, finding rides to venues could be an issue too, because I remember y'all were trying to find a ride to South Carolina to me, because we were on the phone for like hours trying to get you, figure out somewhere how to get you here from the airplane you were landing in North Carolina, you know. A lot of people don't take that into consideration too, you know.
That's right. Actually, we ended up doing that trip in a box truck, if I remember.
Yep, U-Haul truck. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, and like, yeah, man. So, I mean, not everybody's up for that.
Yeah. No.
Not everybody's up for that. I was just talking about that with my wife the other day, reminiscing about the box truck trip. She just looked at me. She's like, "You're crazy, man." Like,
right. Yeah.
Don't ever ask me to do that with you.
James, it should also not go unmentioned. Kyle, you know what I'm going to say, dude. is that Kyle mentioned frequently just now about the lessons that you learn and stuff you can only figure it out by being in the field doing it. That the box truck trip was preceded the night before, which we ultimately ended up seeing you in South Carolina, was preceded the night before by a show in Denver. We finished the show at Lion's Lair and then went right to DIA, dude.
Yep. Got on a plane, and yeah, it's
lunatics.
Yeah, y'all were crazy for that, which, you know. But I mean, I guess y'all are, they say you got to make your dues, so I guess y'all are making your dues to, like, tenfold, you know?
It's, you know, yeah, I would love to say that, like, we've never had to cancel a show or anything like that, but man, like, if we're on the bill, Pathos and Logos are going to show up, you know, we're going to be there regardless of if it rains or shines, if there's a freaking tornado, because we've gone through that before too, you know, like, every now and then there's extenuating circumstances, even when Paul broke his foot, you know, we still were there.
We still went to the show in Omaha.
Yeah, we couldn't play, but we were still there. And yeah, it was one of the coolest CD release shows we've ever done.
It was.
So for a drummer, that would be like astronomically like horrific, you know, hard injuring any kind of limb, especially your leg.
That was a problem for sure.
For a drummer.
I was shook, Helmy. I was shook.
Light. Let's relight. I love it.
The sun just went down. We lost our natural light. So now we're lit up. Like,
there you go.
Shadows underneath us.
That's right.
Nosferatu.
The whatever the hell kind of shirt this is, memo.
Yin and yang.
The thermal.
We got the thermal.
We are the yin and yang. That's a good point.
White and black. Yeah. So yeah.
The Oreo and the cream.
You see that?
For Paul, how long did it take for your leg to heal? Because you broke it, right? You didn't sprain it; you just broke it, right?
It ended up mercifully, James, just being a like tissue thing. It was an issue just with the muscle or one of the tendons in my foot. I did not know that at first. I couldn't put weight on it. I couldn't put any weight on my foot, dude. I was hobbling through the airport in New York trying to get to my plane on time. Just like, what do I do? Like, I can't carry all my stuff. And I was a good dog about it, dude. I just rested and, like, drank a bunch of water and, like, ate well. And it ended up being okay. Mercifully, it wasn't a break. But it was enough that we couldn't play what was supposed to be our CD release show in Omaha.
Yeah. At least, I mean, y'all did sell a lot of CDs at your CD release, I imagine, and got to actually play the actual CD on the speakerphone, which is great, you know. If you don't play live, you gotta go back to your B plan, right? And I guess that was the B plan, you know?
Yeah, it ended up being, like, there were other bands playing and stuff.
Well, yeah,
Shout out to Sovereignty.
Yeah.
Sovereignty did a Pantera cover that
night. Yeah, they killed it, dude. That band is awesome. Actually, if you haven't heard of Sovereignty, go check out Sovereignty.
Out of Omaha.
Omaha! That's right. Yeah, it was a good time. We had a good time that night. And then, we basically just had, like, a listening party after that. So it was, like, a half and half kind of thing. People were wasted. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Well, one thing I really am looking forward to your new to your new CD album, if you want to call it, is your voices, right? Because I don't think I've heard any clean voices like y'all two, you know. Okay, so I'm going to put it out there, Paul. For me, your voice is more like the Chris Barnes mixed in with some George from Cannibal Corpse.
But
much more cleaner. You know, I don't know if you are aspiration to be that, you know. And Kyle, you have the voice of a creator voice, you know, like kind of like the higher end raspy voice. I love it.
Yeah. Mine's definitely on the higher end.
Yeah.
I don't do lows very well. My voice is just a bit higher. Paul's, you know, a much lower, like, you know,
He's like a baritone like me.
Yeah, exactly. And so for him, it's just like,
that comes much more naturally to me. And when I, that was one of the hurdles, James, that we had to get over. One of the reasons why it took us as long as it did to produce this version of the gospel record was literally having to learn the false chord technique. I'm a singer. I'm a soul singer. I've spent way more time in my life singing Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, and Ray Charles than I have covering Rapture by Morbid Angel. You know what I mean? But so we put the work in. Kyle got himself back. He was in a band back in the day, did like these savage vocals, these like hardcore style vocals. He got himself back into fighting form. I took my time, worked out how to do the false chord thing. And so, yeah, I don't really, at least right now, have highs. I lean on him. You know, it's like an air raid siren, dude. It's loud.
It's insane, yeah.
And that, I mean, honestly, that was kind of an arrival. Like, we have versions of all the songs with basically like just gutturals on them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at the time, the idea, I mean, when we started getting into the vocals ourselves, the idea was basically Paul was going to be Phil Collins, right? Like, he was going to handle all the vocals for the band. And then as we got to kind of checking it out, like, we thought, okay, maybe we do some highs here, maybe we do some highs here. And we got to the point where it's like, actually, there are times where when we layer on top of each other, it sounds fucking brutal, you know?
Right.
And
right.
So there's two of us. And so we can pull that shit off live. And yeah, man. So, I mean, yeah, it definitely brings me back. There's an extra, like, what am I trying to say here? Like, magic to it, man.
Yeah. You know,
like, doing it on stage and live like that again is fun.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Another thing I'm really looking forward to is artwork. I know you, Kyle, you did all the artwork on the EP called Cult, which everybody should go out and download it, listen to it, buy it. I'm sure you also sell it on your website.
Check it out, pathosandlogos.com.
Yes. Oh, speaking of that, y'all have a brand a newer website, correct?
Yeah, that's true. The website did get a bit of a facelift, if you want to call it that, a makeover. Yeah, just to represent the release of the new record. Yeah, so you're going to see Ethos, the demon, like our demon girl, kind of on everything, pretty much.
Now, I don't know what my mom's going to think about the demon girl, because my mom is like, she's not super religious, but she's like against everything that demons stand for. But I'm sure she'll get over that. You know what?
I totally get it, dude. My parents were the same way. Funny story for you. I remember ordering the first White Zombie album from Columbia House back in the day, and it would come in these like big, chunky, bulky cardboard things. Like the slip on the front, all it said was Devil Music Volume 1.
Oh my God.
And my dad lost his mind. All right. He didn't know what was in it, you know? He was just like, no. And I mean, I walked home that day and I walked into the house and there was like an explosion went off in my house. I was 5 or 6 or something like that. And he was just losing it on me. And I had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
He saw all he needed to see on that one.
Yep. So I can relate, dude.
Yeah, I had a similar experience with which one was okay. So it was a Cannibal Corpse record, and I think it was their fourth one with it was the sexual one.
Is that Butchered at Birth?
Eaten Back to Life.
Eaten Back to Life.
Yes.
And that's right.
Let me tell you, okay, my mom was not having it that day. Not having it, and she's like, you better, so when I move out, when I get older, I'm like, okay, I'm going to hide these from her, and, she'll never know, and she never did. I loved it, So Paul, did you have any, instances where your mom and dad wasn't pleased with some of your music at all?
Dr. Dre's The Chronic, homie. The original Chronic record. My parents were like, you must be out of your mind. I too, like Kyle was saying about the White Zombie record, I had to get rid of that one. I had to buy it later, dude.
Yeah.
Which is funny to kind of circle back on this. Years later in my life, my mom's like, do you like the Snoop Dogg? Yeah, drop it like it's hot. Yeah, yeah. That is really good. Right? Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, my mom like loves Snoop Dogg as well. You know, so I don't know what it is. I think because the reason why she likes him so much is he was all over the Olympics. Every channel you turned, he was right there. I'm like,
he's in with Martha Stewart and stuff now. Yeah. What's not to like, bro? You know, he's like, that's all cool, dude. He's on TV all the time now. That guy is.
Yeah.
If I were him, I mean, I wouldn't even be rapping anymore.
I don't think he does. Yeah,
Drake doesn't, dude.
Why would he?
He has all that money from the Beats headphones, dude. Dre just lives, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, your new album is called Glory to the Order, correct?
The new album is called Gospel.
You had an album called Glory to the Order.
Sure did.
But our new album is called Gospel. Okay, so do we have a release date? And if so, can we expect it like vinyl records or something? Or because I know that costs extra, and I don't think a lot of people know about that too. But later on, you know.
Oh yeah. We plan to release it on every type of medium that everybody's familiar with and extra.
Okay.
So because we issue our albums through the Codex.
Is
right?
it coming and out so on cassette tapes too?
Come we on, have on, had discussions about them coming out on cassette tapes.
Now. I'm going to buy 40 of them. I love cassettes, bro.
We just met with a guy about that, a cool fella here in Fort Collins, maybe just like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, they are very much in discussions.
Nice.
But so Gospel is the new record. It's technically an EP like Cult was, but it's still thematically the same, such as Glory to the Order, then Cult, and then to Gospel. A lot of the imagery and like the magic behind the scenes, is still at play. There's just vocals, and so we can express that lyrically now. It makes it a lot easier to communicate really kind of the various aspects of magic and stuff through the songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. So, when is the release date on that? Do we know yet?
Oh, yeah. So the actual album will be back, will be out June 20th.
So
where the first, it's not too far out. Whereas the first single is out on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Nice. Yes. I don't like Valentine's Day. I don't know if I'm sure y'all do because y'all have somebody to celebrate with, right?
Yeah. I mean, I try and make Valentine's Day nice for my wife.
For whatever it's worth, James, I am also married and my wife and I are not big Valentine's Day.
I don't think anybody. Yeah, because I work at Outback Steakhouse still, you know, I'm trying to get to, yeah. But Valentine's Day is the second most visited Outback Day ever. You know?
Is it?
First day is always going to be Mother's Day. No one cares about Father's Day. it's like, what are y'all doing? You know, who cares about dads? You know, it's all about moms. But moms are great, but dads are awesome too.
Dads are awesome too.
Yeah, yeah
exactly. Awesome. So that's the plan. So we're doing it for February 14th. We kind of did that in order to spice Valentine's Day up for ourselves in a way, I guess.
That's right.
There you go. Right. If you don't celebrate Valentine's Day with your other half, you can download your music, right?
This other thing you can do.
Exactly. Yeah, right. I actually, now that we're talking about this, I remember us talking about right? Be like, well, you know, people are going to be doing things on Valentine's Day, or they're not. They may be sad.
Yeah.
Right? And they want to be like, they want to listen to angry, awesome music. And so.
We're literally speaking with a person right now who's like, fuck Valentine's
Day. Fuck. Yeah.
So you are the exact person who we are, you know, looking to cater to with,
nice.
Let Me Go, the first single. Yeah.
Yes. Speaking of Valentine's Day. Well, let's back up here for a minute. So this next half, for everybody listening, I want to tell you all that I am a music producer now, with help from these two gentlemen. And we released a cover song of Deftones, not the Deftones, because it's not the Deftones, it's Deftones. We went over this in our last episode with Pathos and Legos. But I had the idea of coming out with a cover song of My Own Summer by Deftones, and I brought it to these boys' attention, and they're like, we play that song all the time. We can help you out, you know? So, and I think I said, I'm not sure what I said to you, to y'all, but I think I said, make it like some kind of like a Fear Factory machine type music, right? Mm-hmm. Does that ring a bell or no? Did I say something else?
Good question. Yeah. You know, that was a while ago now.
Yeah.
I know that any cover that we ever do, if it's you and the two of us all kind of collaborating, yeah, or if we're just doing the cover song, we want to make sure that there's the pathos and Logos personality in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the specifics of it, elude, I think.
Elude, yeah.
Right out. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
You know, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember one thing. You had a request. I think you had asked us to slow it down a little bit.
Yes. Yes. Like, the original one was a little bit too fast for me, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I recall that.
Okay. But that's all
I think we did it the same tuning, or yeah, like the original tuning, I should say. I remember retuning my guitar, so I just transposed everything on the guitar.
Right.
And so, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I do seem to remember, you know, like, yeah, that was a fairly orthodox version of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty much straight and to the point. The only difference, obviously, being that it's an instrumental. And so I do think that there were, like, some, like, panic chords that we added and stuff just to kind of, like, get a little more aggression out of it because there's nobody, like, screaming at you.
You know?
Put a little bit of shush in there.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Add a little bit of shush. Needed some sizzle.
That's right.
But I don't know who it was between both of y'all, but there was... on a full track, there was a hit of the melody behind what you played to where the lyrics were supposed to go, but it was, I guess it was like a synthesizer. Do y'all remember what y'all used for the, like the quote unquote melody part?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a combination of things on there. I mean, people do often think that it's like a vocal or a synthesizer or something like that. But most of the time it's my guitar.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Usually it's my guitar. I just change, some stuff in the effects chain. So instead of generally people are going to put reverb at the very end of their effect signal, you know, yada, 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 delay, reverb, and then it goes out to your speakers. But if you switch it so that you've got really wet reverb going into a long delay, it removes a lot of the attack from the pick, and it gives it more of like a kind of like a vocal. There's no hard attack to it.
It's definitely like atmospheric.
Atmospheric. Right. We call it like whale noises. It almost sounds like
there you go.
But you can, it still, because reverbs and delays can be dynamic, the harder you play, it'll respond to you. Plus, if it's really long, it'll begin to build on itself.
Right.
And so you can get these really kind of crazy swirling effects and stuff.
Yeah.
We do also use a synthesizer I shouldn't say a synthesizer, but a keyboard from time to time. And man, I'm not going to lie, it's the stock Expand 2 plugin with, like, you know, high pass filter. It's just like, it's so like anybody and everybody could just, like, you know, use it. It's a really easy and simple plugin or whatever. And we don't doctor it up or anything like that. We just, like, you know, if we're in the key of A, we'll put in a stripe or something like that. But
I wanted to find I've been talking with y'all and I've been wanting to find a female vocalist for that cover, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't find one, so I just decided, you know what? Fuck it. Let's release it, you know. And then maybe we'll come out with one with vocals, you know, whether it being a female or with y'all too, because Kyle said maybe we can revisit that, and just now that the 99% of it's done, we can just do the vocals, you know, because the vocals are already written, you know, and since I heard your voices on this promo for the new record, I'm like, this is gonna be A++, you know. It's like, you know, yeah,
might be us, James,
might be somebody else, you know, we never know, you know. So cool. Yeah. But also on February 14th, I asked Colin Paul if I could release another cover that they made for me. We're just music makers right over here, y'all, you know?
Gotta keep busy.
So my cousin Madison, I got married four years ago? I don't know. But y'all,
a long time ago now, huh?
Yeah, but they're doing great right now. But I had Paul and Kyle, Path of Love, and Lewis make me a cover of Can't Stop Falling in Love with You by Elvis. I don't know if I butchered that song name, but but they loved it, y'all. I don't know if I told you about that song, but I played for them live at their wedding. They fell in love with it. They even danced to the song, you know.
Oh, okay, but, awesome.
Yeah, so I think I have a video of them dancing. So if I find it, I'll send it to y'all. Yeah, but
that'd be dope.
Yeah, so I asked them if I could release on them February 14th, and they said yes. So I'm getting the artwork made for it right now. And then I'll release it on DistroKid soon, and then it'll be out on February 14th. But first, y'all should check out their song on February 14th, and then come over and go to Winbergsville Music Speaks podcast, because I got it under that name now.
Get a double dose of,
like, you know, if you're lonely, you can listen to both of those songs. Feel good about yourself, you know?
That's right. That's right. You know, I was about to say, people that don't want to participate in Valentine's Day. Have a lot of listening to do.
Yes, because I know a ton of people who don't like Valentine's Day, you know, and I'm one of them.
So. Well, we got the thing for you, buddy.
Yes, we do. And I'm glad to mention this. Our song of the Deftones cover, My Own Summer, got 307 listens so far, and it just came out not even like a month ago. So it's gonna be sick. Yeah. But I could only see the Spotify views. I can't see the Apple ones yet. You know, I don't know if I have to connect something with something else, or I don't know. Maybe I can.
Apple is usually 45 days behind on reporting.
Of course they are. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're one of the highest paid platforms so far. So, you know, and give it take.
That's always how it's been with Apple and iTunes and stuff. It's always been 45 day, like what I guess you would call it net 45 or something like that.
Yeah.
Till you get paid out, but yeah, I mean, it's always Apple. I've never really had a problem with how Apple paid out. Apple always paid out pretty good.
Yeah.
Amazon pays pretty well too. Like, I'm not mad at Amazon.
Because
people can download it through Amazon too, just like they can through Apple.
YouTube Music pays well.
Yeah. Tidal is surprisingly pays really well too. It's just not as used, I guess. And then, I mean, you know, man, the other thing is, like, that's great about, like, just being a musician today that people don't think about is markets outside of the United States, you know? Yeah. So, like, for example, Brazil has been great for us. Brazil, really? Australia, yeah, man. Huh. Like, I mean, we've never been there, but we get money off of streaming through Brazil all day long.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess I would just tell a lot of artists out there, like, hey, man, you know, like, your numbers may not be hitting necessarily in America, but maybe they're hitting in Canada, or maybe they're hitting in Brazil, or maybe you guys are doing really well in New Zealand or Australia. Guess what? Japan has a completely different music market than the United States.
Big. Yeah.
And it's big, and they still buy CDs. And if you're doing really cool artwork and you can ship to Japan, you can make very good money as an artist in the United States. Yeah. You know, that isn't big in the U.S. You know, Marty Friedman moved to Japan. I mean, look at that. That guy's got to figure it out.
I actually ordered his book, so I'm going to tell you how it is. It's Dreaming Japanese, I think it's the title. So if anybody wants to pick it up.
Bro, you know, he's such a big star over there.
Yeah, they have
him
in huge.
Tampa commercials. They've got him on billboards. He's hosting television shows.
Yeah, dude. Wow. He's doing amazing, like, over there.
He's like Simon Cowell, but cool.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, okay. Yeah, man. I mean, it would be cool if America was a little more open to the metal genre in that respect. And I think it's kind of getting there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
that's coming around.
Feels like it's opening a little bit more.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention to you all is because America, I don't want to say we because I'm not them. Americans, really, the majority of them, don't really care about rock and metal. They always care about pop music and stuff because that's what's in their face right now. You know, it's always been pop music, you know.
Especially en masse, right? So, yeah. I mean, America is still very good for, you know, metal musicians, black shoegaze, all the niche stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all, especially if you're good. I mean, you know, if you're good, you're good, man. The internet helps you get it out there. But as far as what's pop, Paul says this all the time. It's a quote from The Simpsons, and it applies to people, especially in the U.S. But it's like, I love how I've heard of you before.
Right, yeah, the scene of the musicians on stage, and the crowd is waving in the front row, and it's the close-up shot of the fan going, I love how I've heard of you.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's, in a way, it's kind of like a popularity contest. That's why they call it pop music.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So nobody's mad at it. It is what it is.
And it's also, this is not the first time. You know, that things come in waves. They come in phases. You know, no, right now, there is not an excess of music available on popular. You still get a lot of guitar in country.
Mm-hmm.
Country music is still covered with guitar, beautiful guitar music.
Right.
But just like general popular radio stations, it's a lot of synthesizers. It's a lot of digital drums. Mm-hmm. And that's just the part of the rhythm that we're in right now.
Yep.
Nice. Nice. So I think that's all that. Well, what else can we talk about? Can you all think of anything else?
We can talk about the atomic weight of selenium if you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, just have a little discussion about that.
0.0666.
There you go. Well, that's
scientists over here,
right? Yeah.
What else can we tell you, dude? We got cool stuff coming out. So also with the single on February 14th, we have a music video. The music video we shot at Void Studios down in Denver, which was pretty cool. This was our first experience going to
like a full board, like soundstage style.
There you go. Thank you. Like a legitimate soundstage. You know, I mean, there were dudes there shooting rap videos that had like Lamborghinis and stuff. And
Dude, it was the quick, you walk it, like there's two studios. We had the smaller of the two studios, which was still gigantic.
Right.
And the main studio literally was the shot of like the 20 something with like the haircut and the expensive clothing, like leaning back in the open door of an extremely expensive car. And I'm just like, this is where they do shit like
that. Right. Exactly how they
have. There it is, dude. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, they got the car in there. Like, the place was huge. You could have put 20 cars in the place.
It was, dude. It was what was the square footage on that, dude?
I mean, looking at that, that was probably 10,000 square feet. Yeah, it was big.
That's what you call a spicy meatball.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, they do like fashion shows and stuff in there, and that's where we were just making noise.
Hell yeah.
Just bugging everybody.
Just screaming at people.
Dude, we actually had to have them bring in bigger speakers for us.
Really?
Sorry, my dog just laid on the tripod.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah. Everybody say hi to Hercules. Well,
we won't pan down.
No, yeah.
He's laying on the tripod. That's why everything's moving right now. But yeah, we had to have them bring in bigger speakers because with the drums and the amps and everything like that, like it was just so loud, we couldn't hear things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they had to bring in a whole PA for us. And so I feel bad for everybody else who was there. I mean, it was so loud, dude. We were blasting for 6 hours. It was awesome.
It was. It was cool.
It was cool.
Right. Yeah. Nice.
So we're super excited about the music video. I'll shoot you over the music video when we're done here. You can have a little bit of insight.
Yes.
But yeah, dude, the Morgan Elizabeth here in Denver, she did the videography and did the edits. Looks great.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Finger for the band Horizon.
Shout out to Horizon. Shout out to Horizon out of Denver. Check them out. And she does their music videos. She's very in demand here in town. I'm sure you guys are probably going to be seeing her videos on like MTV and stuff in the future.
Nice. Yeah,
she did an awesome job. We didn't even really have to like tell her anything. She was just like, oh yeah, okay, this is what you want. Boom.
Do it.
It was a little bit like mind reading. We gave like these like loose, vague directions.
And just like I gave you all loose, vague directions, you know, like you all took it over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then it was like, oh, you mean this? And
yeah.
It was fucking great.
And they're like, yeah. We want things to be black and white. She was right. Like, oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, we got the video coming out. Anything else? Or we haven't announced show dates.
You got your singles.
Okay, we have show dates coming up, but we can't announce them yet.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah. I was just about to tell everybody that you're on tour this year, and I am your booker for gigs and stuff. So if you want Pathos of Legos, whatever, all the fun toys, Pathos of Legos to come to your town, you can email me at james@harmonyheightsproductions.com, or you can reach out to these boys and they'll inform me where you want them to go, and then I will do my best sending them to y'all so y'all can rock out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've got a bar mitzvah you want us to play.
Oh!
We'll be there.
But in the meantime, everybody could go to pathoslogos.com. They got a new album called Gospel coming out in June, correct?
That's right.
But your single is coming out February 14th. So that's check it out. And after you download that, buy all that fun stuff, go to my new single coming out later on. I will tell you that. I will inform you about everything later on in another episode. But this episode is generally pointed to the boys here. But I am looking at your website right now, and y'all are still selling merchandise, cups, shirts, CDs, books. You got a book out right of your artwork. I'll make sure buy that. Yeah,
we've got all kinds of stuff on the website as far as merch goes. So yeah, definitely check it out.
They even got shirts of the Demon Girl. I don't know if I should buy my mom one.
Buy her one. She'll love it,
dude. Yeah, she'll love that. Yeah. I'm gonna say this is from Kyle and Paul, and they wish you well. Right.
That's
yeah. So. Okay, y'all. So, yeah, boys. So, thank you for coming on again, and it's been a pleasure talking to y'all. And I hope to get well. I am your booker now, so I'm gonna be kind of greedy and have become the beginning of your tour and after your tour.
That's right.
So y'all gonna see me twice this year. So
we love you, James.
All right, the thank you.
We can see you more, buddy.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, and hopefully we can make many, many more covers to come. You know, once a bunch of dies down. Because I got some more killer ideas for us to work together on.
Keep going.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. And always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.
See ya.